Well, good morning. I wanted to take a moment and welcome all of you to Asbury United Methodist Church. It is a wonderful morning here at Asbury. It is All Saints Sunday as we remember and honor those that have left us this year and joined God's eternal embrace. If you are visiting us today, or if you are a member of one of the families of those we have lost, I want to give a special welcome to you. We are so thankful that you are with us during this time of worship. As I look across the crowd, everybody looks really well rested this morning with the extra hour of sleep, so I have no doubt we are going to shake the roof as we sing these hymns. I have just two quick announcements for you before we get going. The first is that our family-to-family boxes are now available. You can pick those up out in the WAC, and what they are is they are boxes that we will collect items and then give to families in need. So it's going to be food items, and as you pick up the box, it will give you a breakdown of the items that you need to fill that box with, and then you will bring that back to Asbury, and we will keep those in the office and then get them where they need to go. The second announcement I have this morning is we become a little bit more modern, come a little bit more 2019. We now have the ability to give via text. And so if you look in your bulletin, it will give you instructions on how to do that. You will simply just text Asbury UMC to the number, and then you will get a reply, and it asks a critical question, which is how much? And then you'll put in how much, and then it will all work that way. And it's the same way as any kind of auto draft, but it's just a more convenient way for folks to do that. So if you need instructions on that, just look in your bulletin. With that being said, as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, why don't we stand up and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor. Amen. Please stand as you are able for the call to worship. Lo, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. Please remain standing for our processional hymn this morning, For All the Saints, number 711 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
Amen. At this time, if there is anyone that has a grateful witness that they would like to share, you may come forward.
My life, those are all saints, and listening and reflecting on it, it's not all those who have passed. And one that I want to recognize is Miss Laura for her ability to keep me going, to push me, to motivate me when I want to quit, when I want to give up, and to keep pushing me to find the things that I know that I can do. Thank you, Miss Laura. My family, my grandmother, who will be 2 years that I've lost, her comfort, her support, and the support of my family, realizing that they are an embodiment of Christ, of the church, of the power, and the understanding of never giving up, never quitting. David Moore was another one. David, with me, what really struck me was the lightheartedness that he pushed personally with me to know that it's okay to be sad, but it's not who we were meant to be. Being a Christian is, yes, it's a serious. It's not all fun and games. That's not what I mean. But it's the lightheartedness that we shouldn't have the world weighing down on us at all times. One that is really special is Lou Teeter. I've known Lou since I was 7. I've had the honor of having her as a teacher in class, but even more importantly, the honor to call her my friend and my family. She has taught me not to judge. She's taught me to offer solutions where solutions may not be seen, to continue, to look past, to be hopeful in all cases and all causes. And one more that I'd like to recognize, and there are multiple, and please know that I'm not leaving anybody out on purpose, but I only have a short time. And one more recently is Pastor Didi that I'd like to recognize. Transition of the church, transition in the personal life, and knowing through talking with her that it's okay to show who you really are. It's okay to have the struggles and to let those help you. I thank God for all who have been in my life. I thank God for Asbury. I thank God for the choir. I thank God for everybody that he has put, those that have helped, and those that have become a stumbling block, but learning to push through them. This All Saints Sunday, I'm thankful. Thankful for those who are here, those who have not been, and for those yet to come, to help show me and to make me a better way of the follower of the light and a better Christian.
Thank you, Sabrina. And I'm sure that all of you, if you were given the opportunity this morning, and I wish we had the time, or in our culture would make the time for each and every one of us to stand and give a witness of a saint in our life, a believer who makes the time, takes their talent and God-given gifts to help others to grow in their relationship with Christ and make their way in the world. As we think of those people, let us join our hearts and minds in prayer. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks this day for saints. Not perfect people, but people in whom you were working perfection. We thank you for those who have gone before and those who remain with us, encouraging and challenging and strengthening and offering an example that we can follow. Lord, help us to be grateful for them, not only today, but every day, and to learn from them every day, and seek to imitate the best of who they are every day. For what we desire more than anything is to follow you closely and love you dearly, and to know that you are near to us and that we are near to you. And so we pray this day for those who suffer and mourn. We pray for the family and friends of Jim Wilson. We pray for those who are listed in our bulletin, as well as those who are on our hearts, those who need healing and comfort, those who are dying, and those who have no one else to pray for them. Lord, help us not only to pray, but also that by our hands, our feet, our actions, and our words, that we might become part of your healing ministry in their lives, bringing new life and hope in the midst of the dark and troubled valley. Lord, we also pray this day for our world, for the places where there is violence, for the places of hunger and loss. We pray, O God, for the broken places, not only in the world over, but in our own nation, and even closer to home, our own city and school district. Lord, the issues are complex and way beyond any one of us to solve. But we would ask for your inspiration of what each of us can do, the witness each of us can make for the common good, and to show forth your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for teachers and students. We pray for refugees. We pray for those this day who woke to the sound of guns. We know that you are with them. We pray for their safety. We pray for their lives. And now, O God, as we continue to worship, we ask that you would move among us, as you have already done in music and in witness. Open our hearts to your scripture. Open our eyes to see that we are indeed in a thin space where heaven draws near, and where we might pull back the curtain and glimpse that heavenly banquet. And it will transform us now and forever. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. With joy and gratitude, we have the opportunity this day to make an offering to Christ and to the work of the church. Let us pray. O God, bless these gifts and the givers, that we might show forth your generosity and your trust that you will provide and that we have enough. We know that you can take what we give and multiply it and use it, and it will have benefits left over. And so that is our prayer today. Receive these gifts, bless them, multiply them, so that we might do your work in the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Oh,
as we join our voices together in the hymn of meditation, which is Hymn of Promise, number 707 in your hymnal.
Gospel. From Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Jesus told them a story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of the estate now before you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed up all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his field to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.' So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son.' But his father said to the servants, 'Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his fingers and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf that we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now is found.' Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. 'Your brother is back,' he was told, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf, and we're celebrating because of his safe return.' The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I have slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to do. And in all that time you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back, after squandering all your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother, who was dead, has come back to life. He was lost, but now is found." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Why do we love this story so? Perhaps it's because we've all strayed. I remember I was in first grade, and the teacher asked us what we had done on Christmas break. And I was one of the first to raise my hand so I could tell the class all about our family trip to Disneyland. I date myself because Disney World wasn't open yet. And I described our trip with all the joy and enthusiasm a trip like that deserves. The trouble was, we hadn't gone to Disneyland. In fact, we hadn't left the front room of our house that year. We'd stayed very close to home because my dad had just returned home for Thanksgiving after suffering his first of many heart attacks, and he was 36 years old. My teacher knew this, so she made a call to my parents, who of course had some questions for me when I got home from school. They weren't mad, but they did want to know why I had lied, and to be honest, to this day, I don't know why. I couldn't tell them a thing. So they just asked me to write a note to my teacher, admitting that I had lied and telling her I was sorry. But friends, that wasn't enough punishment, in my opinion. So I went into the bathroom and all on my own, washed my mouth out with soap. I heard about this from my friends and heard their moms talk about doing that. Well, let me tell you, it was awful. My mouth started to burn and blister as soon as I kind of scraped that first bite off with my teeth. So I cried out and my mom came running. "Why did you do that?" she asked me for the second time that day. And this time I knew why, but I couldn't tell her because my mouth was on fire and I was crying way too hard. So she scooped me up, rushed into the kitchen, called my dad, who came and held me while my mom used the kitchen sprayer to gently wash water into my mouth. And when it was all over, now my mom was crying. And she said, "Oh, baby, you don't have to punish yourself. Life will do that. Now let's go rock and rest." I can still feel that feeling, the feeling of guilt and gratitude all mixed together in a complex soup every time I read this parable. Every time I fall short, every time I find myself taking that deep breath and having to admit that I've done it again. I've messed up, and I have to turn around toward home. toward God, the parent or the spouse or the friend. And we have to turn around towards the truth, who will welcome us back, be willing to show us the pain that we've caused them, but also make a place for us once again. You see, God knows. Now, our brothers and sisters in the African American church offer one another two celebrations at death. One is the funeral, where the ritual is written and the hymns come from the songbook. But the other is the homegoing, or family hour. That's when the stories are told and the songs just break out spontaneously. Prayers at the homegoing are psalms that people just stand up and recite from their heart or cry out in their devastation and loss. At homegoings, people laugh and they cry, and everyone is invited to join in the party and the conversation, and they last way more than an hour. And God knows. Because during a homegoing, all those stories and prayers and songs, all the laughter and the tears, all that love somehow mysteriously helps the saint to arrive at the gate of heaven. And though some may take more prayers than others, God knows. God welcomes each and every one. This perfect little story is really about the Father, about God, who gives his children freedom, knowing that we will fall and fail. This Father who loves enough to let go without giving up. I wonder how the Father saw that young man when he was still a long way away. He must have been watching and praying and sitting, that kind of vigil that only parents can sit when a child is lost or astray. That father did not wait for the son to reach the gate. He ran right past his property line to help him home. What a sweet image of such powerful love. It is an image of Jesus, who set aside his divinity, crossed the property line of heaven, and came here to redeem our halted journeys. Why is it that we don't rush into those arms? How is it that we resist such love? But we do. We reject it. We run from it. We even dare to judge that Father's love and try to tell God who to love and how to love and when to love. We might as well admit that we also know that older son, the jealous one, the angry one, the one who wants to protect his father from more pain, but he can't. You see, this father means to suffer and bleed for the sake of those he loves, and even the older son, in his attempt to spare the father, breaks the father's heart in his unforgiveness and his lack of gratitude and his self-righteousness. These things caused the father as much heartbreak as the rebellion of the other son. But still the father loves. Still the father waits and gives freedom. While his son wakes up and comes home. There is a party. And today we get to experience it. Now, from the outside world, it doesn't look like much, does it? Some bread and a little taste of juice and a few candles to light. But we know better. Because today we get to feast with the saints in a place where there is no property line, because God has crossed it and we are seeing a glimpse of heaven. These saints, whom we name aloud, and those that you will name and remember by lighting candles on these side tables, are our guides. They know the way. They've made it from rebellion to homegoing. They've been welcomed by God, and they are cheering us on as we plod our way home. Today we will eat the bread of heaven and drink from the cup that never runs dry. And today we will celebrate those who have gone before us, and we dare to pray. No, let me back up. We don't dare to pray. We simply claim their prayers for us and offer our own with them. Today, oh, today is a day to be grateful, my friends, for grace, for home, for the saints who show us the way to the Father, who has come running to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together. I will go home to my Father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Brothers and sisters, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of the apostles and martyrs, God of our mothers and fathers, God of our children to all generations. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Mother, 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 M
blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord took bread. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, all of you, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks. Then he gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink from it, do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, especially those whom we name now before you. Dean Beecham.
Lord,
we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in faith.
Larry Brown.
Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in thy name. Dorothy Gaines. Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith.
Reverend David Moore.
Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith. Mary Ellen Murray. Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith.
Georgia Sowers.
Lord, we give you thanks for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith. Marilyn Thompson.
Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith.
Jim Wilson.
Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith.
Nell Wilson.
Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith.
Pat Yancey.
Lord, we thank you for this thy servant who lived and died in the faith.
We also thank you, O Lord, for those we now name in our hearts. And since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of children of a loving God, let us pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him and desire to serve him. This is God's table. God has set it, God has made it ready, and God wants you to come. We simply ask, act as servants to make sure you receive what you need. So at this time, I would invite those who are assisting with communion to come forward and offer this other instruction to you as they're coming. At the side tables, you'll notice that there are candles there, and we would love for you to go to that one of those candles, light it in memory, even speak that person's name aloud while you light the candle, because they too should be part of this grand celebration. We do have gluten-free available if you ask for that from one of the stewards.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, you have gathered your people into one communion and fellowship that is unbound by time or space. We praise you for the feast we have shared with our brothers and sisters at your table of grace. May we be filled with desire to love you more deeply, so that we follow you without counting the costs and experience your abundant joy like those who have gone before us and pray with us even now. Alleluia. Amen.
Our hymn of commitment this morning, Sing with All the Saints of Glory, 702 in your hymn.
For the postlude, so go ahead and have a seat and receive this benediction. May the God who comes after you find you, and when you are found, simply rest, and he'll tell you what comes next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.